Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, time to get you some information, some good stuff here. Jaron Joe's Knowledge Emporium. Facts, figures, nuggets, news you can use for fantasy, for dynasty, for daily fantasy, for water cooler talk. Let's start, though, with a little...
Water cooler. You still have water coolers?
Do we have water
still making water coolers?
No water cooler out there? All right, whatever. Talk where the water cooler used to be. First on Tom Brady. So, Brady, funny thing happened. He went after Daniel Jones last week.
Mm.
And we'll play you that clip. Lawrence Tynes, former Giants kicker,
yeah,
said,
yeah,
funny here because the Raiders were all over trying to sign Daniel Jones.
Right, and Jones told them no. Right? Wasn't that even reported? That like he eliminated the Raiders.
Yes, and went to Minnesota.
Wow.
So
some bitterness, maybe?
There's that. You've got a minority owner in the league, of a team in the league, Tom Brady in the booth. So here's what he said about Daniel Jones during the Thanksgiving Day game when it's Cowboys, Giants, Jones not playing.
I don't know how the whole situation went down, but to think that you would ask for a release from a team that committed a lot to you is maybe different than I would have handled that. I always felt I wanted to get the trust and respect of my teammates, regardless situation, knowing that I was trying to do the best I could for the team because that was the most important thing. There's just some different things that happen in the NFL, and everyone makes individual choices, and I think we're all at points in our career face different challenges. I faced them in college, and some things didn't go the way I wanted, but the people that mattered most to me were the guys in the locker room. I showed up every day. I don't care if they asked me to be scout team safety, be scout team quarterback. I was going to do whatever I could to help the team win.
That's Brady. I don't care. I would do whatever it took to make the team win. Scout team safety, scout team quarterback. Daniel Jones, of course, was like scout team safety for a practice. Here it is. Ready? Tom Brady, don't give a motivational speech challenge. The man cannot just exist every moment of his life, he is goading, telling you what it takes to be the GOAT, how to be like him, how to have your TB12 mentality, how to wear your recovery pajamas. Every second, every minute is about you becoming the GOAT like him. I saw a video of he was with Bryson DeChambeau playing golf, and here they are on the cart. What are they talking about? They're not talking about an 8-iron 162 away. They're talking. Brady is just rambling on and on and on and on about greatness and the thing that I thought. And the buddy, crack a beer. Hang out. Give it a second. Every minute of everything he's ever on is about his own greatness. And there is Daniel Jones. I had adversity in college. Cool, man. Thanks. There you go. There's my Brady rant, I guess.
Yeah, he is. He comes off very fake to me.
Or that's all authentic and that's all he can talk about.
Which would be, that might be worse.
Every single moment is a motivational
speech. He's like a robot. If that's what he's going to be for color commentary for the next however many years, like that's going to be excruciating.
Like,
you just won't notice the difference, I guess, like you said.
Here's one way the point might land better around here is think about in 15 years, is Josh Allen just going to talk about all that it takes to be great, or is he just going to be like a dude? Right? Isn't that part of what people like about Allen?
Yeah.
That he's, whatever, you could say he's one of the guys, he's a leader, all that stuff is in the eye of the beholder, but I don't feel like he's going to relentlessly talk about himself.
Did you also see Brady's comment about playing in Buffalo?
No.
He got asked, and this was on the broadcast, I think, he got asked what his favorite stadium to play in was, and he said Buffalo.
Because he won all the time?
He said, though, it always meant something, was like one of the comments, and I'm like, did it? Like, those, I don't know, right. He just won all the time, but he was trying to cloud, I beat them all the time, and, oh, you know, like, those games were always, he said those games were always meaningful.
Yeah.
He also said the opposite.
He also, when he had the game here earlier in the year, said, like, a McDermott defense, like, you played, like,
he played four games against them.
4 games?
2 with New England, maybe 1 with Tampa.
Right. Anyway, all right, onto the Knowledge Emporium. I've got some stats for you, some good stuff, some interesting stuff for you.
All right.
Including Anthony Richardson. This is from Colts and Patriots. Do you know Anthony Richardson's receivers have the highest drop rate in the NFL?
Wow.
Not only that, it's the highest drop rate for a group of pass catchers in 10 years. 14%.
14%?
14% of the passes he throws that are on target are dropped. Highest drop rate since 2015.
Doesn't that mean that his completion percentage should be more like 60%?
It means it should probably be a little higher. Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with Washington, Tennessee. Have you watched a lot of Tennessee lately? Will Levis, since he got back in?
Yes, all he does is throw touchdowns to Nick Westbrook-Ikhine.
Yeah, or take sacks.
Right.
Those are the only two things that happen. Will Levis is taking a league high by 20%. When plays go more than 4 seconds, his sack rate is 84.6%.
Oof.
84% of the time that he's got the ball for a fourth second, he's getting sacked. But somehow, he is the first player in league history to have a passer rating above 105 in a 3-game span while taking 20-plus sacks. He's been sacked more than 20 times in the last 3 weeks, and his passer rating is 109. Because he's getting sacked or he's throwing a deep touchdown pass.
Interesting.
And he throws a pretty deep ball. But he's also, like, the guy's taking a million sacks, and he's also still turning the ball over a little bit.
Bills play the Rams this week. Cooper Kupp. Here's a stat on Cooper Kupp that I guess it's kind of funny how we age players in this league. I thought Cooper Kupp was a million years old. He's 31. All right.
That's not like he's spring chicken.
Ancient, but... He got into the league late. Here's how you know. Most catches in his first 100 career games, Cooper Kupp is number one.
Okay.
He did it this past week. Wow. 625 catches in his first 100 games, passing Antonio Brown, Keenan Allen, and Julio Jones.
But he's
31.
A couple years older. So,
he got to his 100th game at 31 years old, whereas, you know, a guy like Justin Jefferson, how old is he and how long will it take him to get to 100 games played?
He's probably getting close, isn't he?
To 31?
No, to 100 right, games.
Right. Right. I mean, Kupp comes in the league.
Kupp also has missed games with injury.
He has. That's right. Kupp's first full season of playing 16 games. He played 15 in 2017. But by age 27, he's only played like 39 games.
Yeah.
And, you know, other guys will play 39 games in their first 2.5 years and be 23. So that's Cooper Kupp.
Seattle, New York on Sunday. The Jets have now been favored in 9 of 12 games this year, and they've lost 9 of them. That has never happened in NFL history. Favored in 9 of 12, and their record is 3-9. They were favored on Sunday.
Yeah.
Why?
I saw a funny Onion headline. Aaron Rodgers only takes credit for parts of the Jets, or takes blame for parts of the Jets games where they were winning, which I thought was pretty funny. Bucky Irving, this is on to the...
That guy's amazing.
Yes, he is.
He is good.
Bucky Irving. Has some stats on Bucky Irving for you. He's the Bucks starter, I guess, now.
He's their starter. He's at least their number one. Like, yeah, they're splitting it, but...
Bucky Irving has 256 yards rushing when contacted at or behind the line of scrimmage. 256. Saquon has 257. Irving's done it on 40 fewer attempts.
Wow.
Bucky Irving. A lot of running back is ecosystem, and Bucky Irving is awesome. He's averaging a league high, ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
4 yards per carry when he's hit at or behind the line. The league average for that is 1.6.
That's insane.
He is at 4 yards per carry when hit at or behind the line.
Yeah.
Bucky Irving. He's good.
He will be a second round pick in fantasy next year.
He should.
Yeah.
Get him a good ecosystem, and that guy can be, you know, a monster.
I got two stats for you from Arizona and Minnesota. The Cardinals led by 2 scores in this game. Sam Darnold entered the game 0-23 in his career when trailing by 13 or more points. He's now 1-23. The other stat from that game, in a losing effort, Trey McBride is going to be like the best tight end in the league for a long time. At least that's how it looks. He became the first tight end in NFL history to have 12-plus receptions in consecutive games. He's had 12 or more catches in back-to-back games. No tight end in NFL history. Not Kelsey. Nobody's ever done that. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, The Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He jumps over dudes.
He does. He's got 73 catches now on the season, 24 in the last 2 weeks. Like, he's going to put up monster numbers by the end of the year. But he still doesn't have a receiving touchdown.
That's right. To the Chargers and Falcons, the Chargers had the worst offense in the league this week.
But they won.
Yeah. 28th in last in EPA per play, last in success rate, last in dropback EPA. And it's a funny thing because Atlanta does not have a good defense. In fact, Atlanta has one of the worst pass rushes in league history. And they sacked Justin Herbert multiple times. So bad week for the Chargers. They got away with it. They won. But not exactly a good sign for them. They threw the ball to Ladd McConkey, and they have no one else.
Yeah.
No one else. There's a lot. It's funny because there's a lot of, well, look what Joe Alt did for them. And that's not wrong, right? They went lineman. They could have gone neighbors. Then they wouldn't take McConkey. But
right.
They're going to draft or sign another receiving weapon because they just need help badly. It's Ladd McConkey, Will Disley, and that's it. The run game. Quentin Johnston, I guess. So that's Chargers and Falcons.
Texans, Jaguars, don't have a ton for you on that game. It felt like nothing happened in that game other than Trevor Lawrence getting knocked out. Mac Jones was actually okay. The Texans, though, looking through some of their opponents this year, they have only beaten one team so far this year with a winning record. Are they going to start to get that treatment a little bit? Can't beat good teams. They're also losing to bad teams. They lost to Tennessee. They lost to the Jets as well. And in this game against the Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence gets knocked out of the game. They still only win by 3 points. So Houston is kind of like Chiefs light right now, where they're in first place in their division, but it's like every time you watch them, it don't look that impressive. One team, one win this year over a team with a winning record, that is the Bills game. They beat the Bills.
I mentioned earlier Tomlin filming with Najee Harris from the locker room.
Yeah.
A newer, friendlier Mike Tomlin, maybe.
Was that Russell Wilson's best game? Easily his best game since Seattle.
They're not the same old Steelers if they can score points.
Yeah.
And right now they look like they can score points.
That was Cincinnati. Keep in mind.
True.
The Bengals are letting a lot of teams do that.
True. Yesterday on the debate shows, Shannon Sharp and Stephen A. went after Joe Burrow for not doing enough for the Bengals.
Jeez. What else is that guy supposed to do?
Is it in their losses he has 27 touchdowns and 3 picks?
Yeah, he's got like the best numbers ever in losses.
Yeah.
They've lost 4 games by 30 or more. Finally, we saved...
Giving up 30 or more, you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah. Save the best for last, the Chiefs and the Raiders. What would you guess the win probability for the Raiders was on that final snap?
When they hit Aiden O'Connell and dropped to the ground for a fumble on an illegal shift.
Mm-hmm.
The referee was calling false start, and they got overruled for a legal shift. Mm-hmm. And not only did that fumble happen, but the Chiefs actually recovered it, which is even also amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I bet the win probability was like 71%.
For the Raiders?
Yeah.
68.8%.
Okay. I mean, the kicker's not exactly great.
No, he had missed some kicks.
But they were in makeable range.
Yep. I mentioned yesterday, thing to watch for the Chiefs is they have 2 starters that are horrible. Wanya Morris at left tackle, Nazi Johnson at cornerback. They've benched both. Both are going to the bench. So we'll see if the replacements are any better. They don't have to be. But that's one thing to watch for is they had 2 guys that were getting them beat in different areas every week, and they're both getting benched. And they still have the worst point differential in NFL history for a team of their record. 11-1, worst point differential ever. The Chiefs.
All right, there it is. Whip around. Tonight, it's Sabres and Avalanche from KeyBank Center. We'll have a game here. Of course, recap it for you tomorrow.
I've got the hot dog of the day for you when we come back.
Okay.
We name some Avs, too.
Remember some Avs. See, Avs is right there. Avs is like...
Avs is easy.
Avs is not any different than Sabes.
Well, Avalanche is there's no S at the end, so I want to shorten it.
It's just a little longer. What Avs is taking...
It's a lot longer.
Sure.
You're going from like 9 letters to 2.
It's one syllable longer. And all we're doing is taking the first syllable and throwing an S at the end of it. Sabes. Avs.
But you can already, you can talk about the Sabres and say they're the Sabres.
Yeah.
The Avalanche, they're the Avalanche. Like, it's just,
How many other teams?
It's dumb.
Isn't Isles the same as Sabes? I got so many of these now. The Sens is the Sabes. It's take the first syllable and put an S on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're the Caps.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're doing this with the Devils for the Devs.
We're doing there's got to be a line in the sand somewhere.
Right.
We're doing Pens, fine.
Yeah.
But, right, Devs is not happening.
We're not doing Flies.
We're not doing the Cans for the Canucks, right?
We're not doing Hers for the Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes. We're doing Cats for the Panthers.
Yeah, it's different.
No, wait, they do one for Hurricanes. The Canes.
Preds.
We do Preds.
We do Preds.
But, like I've said, like, fine. Some teams, a lot of teams, not every team. Every team. The Lees. We're not doing the Lees or the Mapes.
That's one syllable. Leafs.
The Mapes. No, every time you call the Sabres the Sabres, or the Sabres the... Oh, I just did it. Wow. Take a break.
Sabres.
I just call them Sabres without even noticing.
How do you feel about the... And it's funny, in Edmonton, they call them the Oil. Not the Oilers. Oil.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. They call him the oil.
They call him the oil?
People refer to the Oilers as the oil. The oil.
Are the Flyers the Flies?
No, they're not. Unfortunately, they should be.
The Jackets are the Jacks. The Rangers are the Rans. The Ranges.
Yeah, the Jackets are not. That's already shortened from Blue Jackets to Jackets. They're just the Jackets.
What's Utah?
The Utes. Should be.
Yeah, but they can't do that because their college team is already named the Utes.
That's true.
They just skip the. They just go right to. That's our official name. Our official name is the Utes.
And what do they call them?
They're the Utes.
They certainly don't call them the Utah Hockey Club.
They're the Clubs.
The Hawks. The HC. Oh, they're soon to be the Yeti. The Yets. Terrible. Anyway, all right, enough of this. On to Extendo Sports and then Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.